Are you or a loved one in the midst of a cancer diagnosis or bouncing back from your battle? Welcome to Thrive Through Cancer, the podcast that offers hope and healing and shares personal experiences, self-care solutions, health tips, and the support of a community of people just like you. I'm Susan Johnson, a functional nutritional therapy practitioner whose own son was diagnosed with cancer right before his third birthday. My job was to keep people healthy, to help them fight disease. So when my own son was diagnosed with this scary illness, it was so humbling. But rather than becoming a victim, I began researching. I up-leveled my knowledge and my mindset, and I chose to serve others through our own cancer journey. This show is an opportunity to find and share strength through our struggles. You'll hear from health professionals, innovative thinkers, beautiful personalities, and those who have learned to live life to the fullest despite their diagnosis. We'll raise some questions, find some answers, shed a few tears, share more than a few laughs, and give each other the motivation to get through one more day every single day. So join me in this journey and let's learn to thrive through cancer together. Follow us now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you enjoy your shows. Welcome to the Thrive Through Cancer podcast. I'm your host, Susan Johnson, and I am so thankful that you are here. Today, I want to touch on something that I think is really powerful. And actually, science shows how powerful this is in our healing journey. And it's the power of our thoughts, and specifically fear. And what I want to share is, as we step into the holiday season, and we're actually kind of at the time of this recording, we're experiencing Thanksgiving, and we're well into getting prepared for Christmas. For those of you who celebrate this time of year, you get together with your friends, or however you celebrate the holidays. And I want to acknowledge something that we experience firsthand, and many families do, going through a cancer journey, which is trying to find the balance between being cautious and aware of making good choices for your kids during the holiday season and how many people they're exposed to and worrying about their immune system versus living in the moment and not being controlled by fear. So before we get into this conversation, I want to remind you, you can have hope in your healing. You can feel well while fighting cancer. And ultimately, you can thrive through cancer. So our son was diagnosed on December 4th, 2013. And so clearly this time of year always just brings up a mixed bag of emotions. And while we're so thankful we're this far into our journey, 10 years in, this December will mark 10 years since the day of diagnosis. And my gosh, he's 12 and thriving, and we have so much to be thankful for. I'll never forget just thinking, oh my gosh, here we are in the hospital in the time of year that people are getting together with family and happy and kids are joyful. And it was just such a defeating feeling. In fact, it was maybe December 15th, and the hospital had a special Christmas day, and they let all the kids that were healthy enough go into the hospital kind of conference room, and they put on the movie, The Grinch. And I remember sitting there with Kicker and my husband, and at this time my daughter was able to be in there as well with us, and these other families that had a sick child, and just thinking, why are we here? Like, how did this happen? And feeling bitter and upset and just overwhelmed of like, why us? This is horrible. And I know some of you can relate to those feelings specifically, especially as you scroll social media or you go to church or you're around other friends who have healthy kids and you're not experiencing that same story right now. And I want to encourage you of a couple of things. First of all, I say this often, but please hear me when I tell you that this will not be wasted. And I can say firsthand that being 10 years after, you also won't forget it. But you can use the pain to create a purpose that's far greater than you could have ever imagined. And you can use it to serve people, and you can use it to help. And in fact, it was in the beginning years of our journey, the beginning months, that we started our nonprofit. It was a helpful distraction for me to use these feelings of bitterness and why me and all of that to just say, you know what can I do with this? And how can I help people? And God, what do you want to do with this? Right? Asking those important questions. But regardless, having a sick loved one during the holidays, or maybe you've lost someone during the holidays, it changes it completely. You know, this is the first year we're going to be celebrating Christmas without my dad. And while he didn't die of cancer, his death was really sudden and it breaks our hearts. And so I promise you that as I'm sharing this with you, I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to have a child in the hospital during the holidays. I know what it feels like to lose a loved one. And I can promise you that none of this will be wasted. But what I want to share with you specifically today is this idea that as we step into family gatherings and friend gatherings and enjoying and celebrating the festivities of this time of year, I want to encourage you to not be paralyzed by fear. I don't know if you know this, but there's energy levels with every emotion. And there's actually frequencies that have a lot to do with our healing. And the feeling or the emotion of fear carries a really low frequency that actually is where disease can begin. And so if we are always operating in stress and fear, we're actually creating an environment in our body where disease can take over. But on the opposite side, where there's joy, where there's hope, it's such a high frequency that disease can't live in that frequency. And no, this isn't something that's woo-woo or whatever you want to call it. This is true. In fact, our thoughts, though they feel intangible, can greatly influence our physical health through really complex biological processes. And at the center of this interaction are our cells, which respond to the biochemical signals produced by our thoughts and our emotions. Have you heard the saying that every cell in your body is listening to your thoughts? This is very true. And when we experience positive thoughts and feelings, such as happiness, relaxation, or love, our brain releases certain chemicals like endorphins and serotonin. And these are the feel-good hormones that actually have been proven scientifically to promote cell growth, to boost our immune system, and improve our overall health. But conversely, persistent negative thoughts and stress can trigger the release of chemicals that are harmful, like cortisol, which leads to cell damage and inflammation and other various health complications. So understanding and managing our thoughts that can directly influence our cellular health and in turn our overall well-being, that's something that we can do. We can control that. And I say this because I know of how fearful we can become and how quickly fear can overtake our minds when we are walking through something as scary as cancer, especially with our kids. And you're getting invitations now. And you're not sure if you should turn the invitations to be around family and friends down because you're fearful of what could happen. What if they're sick? What if my child gets something because their ANC is too low? So I want to help you just kind of walk through some intentional questions to ask yourself and even others. But I also want to challenge you with the concept that healing actually happens in community.
Imagine being told this holiday season that your child has cancer. Where would you turn? Suddenly, you're forced to walk this terrifying road and enter into arguably one of the most difficult seasons of your life. But now imagine there's an organization that steps up, delivering knowledge and power to your doorstep, empowering your family not only to survive this life-altering diagnosis, but to thrive through it. What would that change? Perhaps everything. That's where we come in. Welcome to Kick Cancer. We're a movement inspired to help cancer families. We educate these families on nutrition and natural wellness that complement cancer treatments. But we can't do this alone. We need you this holiday season. Childhood cancer is the number one leading cause of death by disease in children under 15 in the U.S. Every single day, 42 families hear the heartbreaking news that their child has cancer. We believe these families deserve more. They deserve a chance to thrive. Could you help us make that happen? It's easier than ever to give. Just text KICK CANCER to 53555. 60 seconds is all it takes to help us spark hope and ignite whole body healing in the fight against childhood cancer. So won't you please consider texting Kick Cancer to 53555 or visit our website at kickcancermovement.org and give the gift of hope this Christmas.
So let's first break this down. During COVID, we saw the direct implication of isolation impact our population. We saw it impact the healing ability of many. People were sick and alone in a hospital, and we lost a lot of people during that time. And while many could argue that it was a disease, it was a virus, it was a whatever, I believe that there was a lot of loss because of loneliness, because we were created to be in community. And when we are in community, we have a higher capacity of healing. But when we're isolated, we don't have people around us to encourage us, to lift us up, to remind us we have something we're fighting for. And so maybe grandma and grandpa want to get the whole family together for Christmas. Is that something that you should do? Is that something you should accept the invitation to if you have somebody in your home or in your family that has a compromised immune system? And I think you could be really wise with this. So of course, there's a few things that you can just lay as a standard. And that's number one, if you're neutropenic, if your child or yourself is neutropenic, meaning your immune system is not functioning well enough to fight infection, then you need to stay home. But if your child or you are not neutropenic and your immune system is functioning, now, while it may not be functioning great during treatment, you're not neutropenic, then what you can do is maybe ask the family and the friends who've invited you to spend time with them during the holidays that you just say, hey, I just wanted to let you know we'd love to come, but because so-and-so's immune system is a little bit compromised, would you mind just giving us a heads up if the day of or the day before the gathering, if anybody's been unwell in the last 24 hours, just so we can be wise in making a decision if it still makes sense for our child or for us to be there. That's a simple ask. It's not putting pressure on them. You're just saying, hey, just so you know, because by the way, this isn't common knowledge to many people who haven't walked through this journey. They don't think to let you know, oh, by the way, little Joe had a fever all night last night. Many people don't think about that as a serious thing because it normally isn't. But when you have a child or an adult fighting an infection or fighting a disease like cancer, that can be more serious. So just putting it out there and just making it known. I think that's number one, something that can be very helpful to just say, here's the deal. As long as our immune system's good, then we're going to put this question out and we're going to accept an invitation. Now, another thing, and I'm talking to you mamas, not that dads don't have intuition. I absolutely think they do. In fact, my husband has an incredible amount of intuition, but always trust your gut. Trust your gut. Sometimes you have a feeling in the pit of your stomach, and sometimes we ignore that feeling. And I think it's okay to trust your gut. It's okay to go with that feeling. God gave it to you for a reason. That's why you're a good mom. So don't ignore any intuitive feelings that you might have in accepting or turning down an invitation of getting together. But what I would also do is I would sit down with your child or sit down with a loved one in your home that is fighting cancer or any other type of an illness where their immune system is important to maintain. And I would just say, hey, I want to make this time of year so special for you. So here's what I need from you. I want you to tell me, is there anything in particular you really want to do this time of year? Is there somebody you want to see? Is there somewhere you want to go that we can reasonably try to make happen? And find out, because you might be surprised. It might be so simple. Or there might be somebody they're thinking of that they want to see that you didn't even, it wasn't even on your radar. You didn't even consider it. So first and foremost, sit down with your loved one that is battling and ask them, what do they want to happen this holiday season? And of course, within reason, right? If you have a four-year-old, they might say, well, I want to do this. And it's completely outlandish. And you just have to play with them and say, okay, let's talk about some other ideas, because that's not going to happen. But asking them what they want and then doing your best to at least meet one of those needs and asking for help, right? Asking for help if it's something maybe you can't meet, but maybe there's others that want to help. And then the next thing I would say, this is a great opportunity to teach your child or your family member about the importance of taking care of themselves and eating well and detoxing their body and using supplementation and essential oils to support their immune system. And you say, hey, we are going to work really hard keeping you healthy this month because we want to make this time of year really special for you, but I'm going to need your help. And when I ask you if you can take your supplements or you've used those essential oils on the bottoms of your feet to support your immune system, or when you ask me if you can have dessert and I tell you no, I want to remind you why. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to keep you really healthy so that we can enjoy the holiday season together. I have a program called the Thrive Through Cancer Formula Program. And I don't know if it's as much of a gift to the members in this program as it is to me to connect with parents that have a child with cancer and coach them through their diagnosis. And there's quite a few teenagers in our group, teenagers that have cancer. And this is a conversation we have with those moms because as a teenager with cancer, they are a little bit more stubborn often, right? They're not quite as compliant to take the things or eat the things because they have more of an opinion and they have a little bit more autonomy. And so what we talk about is this exact thing. Hey, I know you want to do this and I want to help you do this. Will you help me by doing this? And often it's because they want to go hang out with their friends. They want to live life as a normal teenager. And so you can use that as an opportunity to teach them, this is why, honey, I'm trying to get you to eat this way. This is why I want you to take these supplements. This is why I want you to do a castor oil pack before you go to bed. Because I want you to still live life like a healthy teenager. So you can use this also as leverage in a healthy way. We're not trying to bribe people. We're actually using it as an opportunity for education. Now I know, again, everybody's circumstance is different. But I know for a fact that you won't regret seeing the smile on your loved one's faces as they get to celebrate the holidays. While it may look a little different, that you don't live in fear and instead you have hope and you can make their experience this holiday season just a little bit more pleasant because you're not choosing to live in fear, because you're not choosing to let the negative emotions and the frequency just lower so much because they pick up on that too. Our kids especially pick up on our fear. It affects them as well. And so remember how powerful your thoughts are and what it can do in your brain. And for you to not just have this experience of having the positive emotions and of course experiencing the cell growth and the immune improvement because of it, they can feel that as well. We can help them by not living in fear and being wise. I'm not asking you to not be a good steward of important information, like looking at their lab work. If their ANC is low or they're neutropenic, then of course you need to reconsider. But I just don't want you to be controlled by fear because fear is a liar and is what the enemy wants no more than to keep you living in a state of fear, because that's where paralysis happens. That's where we lack the ability to move forward. And it cancels out any feeling of hope. And for some of you, hope is all you have right now. And for some of you, your kid just needs a little bit of hope. And maybe being around their friends and their family this holiday season can give them that. So while this episode was a little shorter, I just thought it was so important to remind you of the power of our feelings, the power of our thoughts, and the negative consequences that things like fear can have. And while I trust you'll be a good steward of this information and you'll use your intuition, I just want to encourage you to do the best you can to enjoy the holidays with your family and experiencing the benefits of being in community and how that can impact your healing. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week, and I'll see you next week right here in the Thrive Through Cancer podcast.